Here's a story featuring some indelicate diplomacy. Soviet Soviet is a trio of Italian musicians. Last week, they landed in Seattle en route to the South by Southwest Music Festival in Austin, Texas. But they got detained and sent back to Italy. Earlier, I spoke with New York-based attorney Matthew Covey. His firm, Thomas Dud, is often hired by music managers and artists to secure visas for their travels to the U.S. We should also say that Thomas Dud and The World are two of the sponsors of a showcase at South by Southwest this Friday, featuring musicians who have roots in the countries on the executive order list. I started by asking Covey why Soviet Soviet got sent home.
What they had done is that the group had entered the U.S. on something called the visa waiver, which is effectively not getting a visa, which is allowed of individuals coming from a variety of countries, most of the countries from the EU and a number of other countries around the world where there's not much perceived risk involved with the people coming here. So to travel on what's called ESTA, or the visa waiver, somebody registers online, there's a security check that's done kind of automatically, and then they come into the U.S. And that's fine to do for a lot of purposes, for travel, for tourism reasons, to come to do a meeting, to sign a contract, things like that you can do on what we say as on ESTA. And there's a limit to how much you can do, though, because you can't work when you're here. And the general sense is that there's a exception carved out for performing artists if they're coming to do something which is more or less an audition, meaning it's a performance, but it's a performance that's for the industry for the purpose of securing future employment. And so the idea behind something like South by Southwest being an industry showcase event is that traditionally the holding has been that artists could come on ESTA or on visa waiver to perform at the showcase event like South by Southwest. The problem in their case comes along when they're going to do other things as well. They're going to do commercial shows. They're going to play some gigs at some clubs as well. And from what it seems, it appears that they came on ESTA thinking that was going to be fine. And then Customs and Border Protection in Seattle determined that they were going to be doing commercial shows as well, which isn't fine, and sent them home, much to the artist's surprise, it appears.
So even if you wanted to play for free, if a foreign artist just wants to come to the U.S. to play for fun, what's wrong with that?
That's an interesting question. And I think from an artist standpoint, it seems ridiculous that you'd need a work visa to play for free. But from a labor standpoint, it makes a lot of sense. If you think about it this way, imagine if there's a group of lumberjacks in British Columbia who want to cross over into the U.S. to do logging in Washington State. Mm. And if they wanted to do that, the U.S. government would say, absolutely not. You need a work visa to do that. Go get a work visa and come back. But what if those lumberjacks said, well, you know what? We like logging so much that we're willing to do this for free. Well, that actually makes the situation worse from a labor standpoint, because not only are they taking jobs from U.S. lumberjacks, they're generally depressing the value of the labor of U.S. lumberjacks. So from a labor standpoint, artists coming into the U.S. and saying, you know what, it's okay, I'm going to play some free shows. From a labor standpoint, what they're really doing is they're really across the board depressing the value of the work of U.S. musicians. So that's the policy behind this thought that you need a work visa to play a free show. From a musician standpoint, of course, it's ridiculous. And certainly from a lot of the press that's been going on around the Soviet Soviet seems to be saying, well, this is crazy. Why do you need a work visa to not get paid? That doesn't make any sense. But that's the policy reason behind it.
Just to be clear, I mean, getting artists in the U.S. has been pretty complex and not always certain. This goes back to 9/11 or even before?
The laws actually go back to the early 90s when the P and O visas were created by Congress as a specific classification for artists coming into the U.S. for performing purposes. So it's been around for a while.
So there was a dust-up a couple of weeks ago when a band from Brooklyn called Told Slant, they read their South by Southwest contract closely and saw that the organization stated that if a band from overseas plays a gig that isn't part of their invitation to South by, that they could get reported to Immigration and Customs Enforcement. South by Southwest responded that had never happened and it wasn't their intent to ever do that, and then revised the language of the contract. Explain, though, why that statement and the revised language was in there.
Well, I think that was pretty bad drafting, and I think it probably shouldn't have been in the contract in the first place. It'd been there for years, and nobody really had noticed, but certainly in the heightened political atmosphere we're in right now, it's not too surprising that an artist actually read the contract and took issue with that part. I think South by backpedaled as quickly as they could, and I'm satisfied with the way the whole thing has turned out. I think it's an object lesson for everybody in being careful what you're putting in your contracts in this evolving political climate.
Matthew Covey is an attorney with Thomas Dodd in New York City. Thanks very much. We'll see you on Friday.
Absolutely. Thanks much, Marco.